Ladies and gentlemen, this is Judy Wilkinson, and Steve and I would like to officially welcome you to the library user BRLC CL, BRLC gets first billing, BRLC CLUA luncheon. And now I'll turn it over to my colleague and good friend Steve Fort to welcome you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Steve Fort, president of BRLC, and it's really a pleasure to co-host our BRLC Kahlua luncheon. And John Ross, the BRLC treasurer, will be among us to collect for the Braille Challenge. And thank you all for coming. I want to welcome you all, and I'm going to turn this back to Judy.
And for those of you who don't know, the Braille Challenge is a contest to encourage the use of Braille, and Braille Revival League had a wonderful speaker from the School for the Blind that is hosting, Sharon Sachs, CSB is hosting the Lullins this year. Is that right? They did host it. Duh. So it's a worthy cause, and it really encourages young people to develop and be proud of their Braille skills. So cough up. Also, Peter Pardini is the Kahlua treasurer, and we didn't have time to collect dues at our meeting, so he's going about seeking any Kahlua members, and if any of you are so of a mind to pay your dues, make sure Peter gets you get Peter's attention within the next few moments. We'll be coming back as soon as the plates are served and going around the room to find out who's here. And when you say your name, quickly mention the name of a book that you want to share about, or don't. But don't take too long, because they want us out of here by 1 so that we can all get to the general session on time. So we'll start that. I really want the plates, the dinner plates on the table first. Otherwise, it's just too noisy. So we'll be back with you. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your lunch. And thank you for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, since I'm holding the mic, I'll say that John Ross is now going to start around the room collecting for the Braille Challenge. And I think it's time that for us to go around the room and say who we are. I'm going to, in the interest of time, just ask people who are officers and things, maybe not to just say who they are, and let our visitors, let our friends and guests tell about their books. That's not good? We want everybody to know who everybody is. Anyway, family, hold back on telling about your books. So I'm going to pass the mic. Steve Fort has already been introduced. Steve Mendelson, I'm passing the mic. Do we have somebody who can run the mic? We're just going to pass it around. That's, I think, what we have to do. So, Steve, I'm going to pass it to you.
Hi, I'm Steve Mendelson, and my book that I've recently read, it was a very haunting book, A Prayer for Owen Meany by John Irving. It's a very strange and haunting novel about a next person along here. Hello? Nancy, I
think you're heard. Me? No. Okay. Hi, I'm Katherine Johnson from Colorado. And I read Nevada, the author is Nevada Barr, and the book name is Hard Truth, and she writes books about different parks, national parks. She's a park ranger. And so if you like books from all over the country, read Nevada Barr series. Anna Pigeon.
Okay. Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm Nancy Unger from Riverside, and I guess I have several books, but the one I'm just going to mention real quickly is On Mystic Lake by Kristen Hanna. Romance.
Hello, I'm Steve Fort, and I'm going to pass it on to whoever can go to the next table.
back. Your table.
Pam are over here.
Good.
And then I'll run it to another table.
Great.
Yeah, this table's been introduced.
Okay. I have a series, three books. I'm Linda Porrell. I'm part of the San Francisco chapter. I'll make it simple. Three books. It's a little series by Christopher Moore. It's about vampires in San Francisco. The books are called Blood-Sucking Fiends, You Suck, and Bite Me. And they're so hysterically funny and intelligent and wild. And San Francisco is a character in the book. They're just fabulous.
Pamela. I'm Pam Metz, and I'm reading Smut, as usual. I'm reading a series by Christine Feagan.
Okay, I am transferring the mic to this table. You guys pass it around and then hand it to the table behind you when you're done. Do you want to start?
Lori, did you want to turn? Okay.
I'm Gloria Broderick, the Vice President of Kahlua.
Debbie Barry, the new Secretary of Kahlua, new old Secretary. And the book I'd like to recommend is also by Kristen Hanna. It's one of these best friends in high school and what happens afterwards. It's a wonderful book, The Death of a Daughter and How the Family Copes. It is called Night Road. It's fantastic, by Kristen Hanna.
My name is Sharon Benefield. I'm from Los Angeles, Glendale Burbank chapter. Anyway, I read a book. It was called Houston, We Have a Problem, about a doctor named Houston, and he was a physical therapy, like a chief of surgeons, and his partner was Josie, a girl, and fell in love, but it had a lot of descriptions of sex and different things like that. Yeah, made it interesting. And Houston, We Have a Problem. Her name is Erin McCarthy. And so it was good. After all, first I was going to send it back because it was describing so much sex. But then they got into a relationship with each other, the doctor and his assistants. And it was good. It went through all their, you know, ups and downs. And he first he wasn't showing his feelings, but then he you know. So anyway, there you go. That's mine. Okay. Let's see. Who else? How about anybody on this side? Who's next?
There we did.
People didn't. Okay. You know, I'm going to just hold on to it and run around. What the heck? All right.
Here we go.
I'm Sally McGuire from Bayview and San Francisco chapters.
You don't want to recommend a book?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Leah Morton from the San Diego chapter, and I will pass it on because I have a name of I have a book, but I cover the author, so I think I'll pass and have it for you when you come back in October.
All right.
Hello. Okay, there we go. Hi, I'm Doug Martin from the San Diego chapter, and what I would recommend that I've been reading lately is any of the novels by Joel Rosenberg, specifically one called The Tehran Initiative, I think was excellent.
Hello, I'm Charles Dickens from the Capital Chapter
in Sacramento. And one thing is I don't read my own books that I write. But I recommend, if you're into NASCAR like we are, that you read Awesome Bill from Awesome Bill. It's about Awesome Bill Elliott, and it's real good. You can get it on Bard.
Hello, I'm Venus Dickens from the same place, Capital Chapter. And we read a book called Fanny Bryce, The Original Funny Girl. I can't remember who's the author on the, on that. I can't remember who the author was.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll come to you. Okay. Connie, would you like to?
Oh, hang on. This is Connie Bateman from Sacramento. I'm going to recommend a series I'm reading right now. It's called the Zion Covenant series. It's by Bodie Chaney, and it revolves around the lives of musicians in Europe and also around the life of American journalists. And it's during World War II when the Nazis take over Europe. It's just riveting. I would really recommend it.
Hello, I'm Ron Bateman. I'm from Sacramento. I'm proud to say that I'm a 1013. And I recommend a book called The Coldest Winter. It takes place during the Korean War. Thank you.
I'm Diane Deutsch from Tehachapi. I don't like science fiction, but the James Patterson series, the Maximum Ride series by James Patterson, is written for young adults and older. I'm older. I love it. And it's probably the only science fiction I like. It's about children who are half bird and half people.
Wow. I think they call that fantasy, right? Maybe.
Yeah. This is Peter Pardini. And the last book that I read, I can't think of the author, but it was A Team of Rivals.
Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Thank you.
Yeah, they based the movie on it, actually. I'm coming. I just couldn't jump over the chairs. Peter, Avalon didn't want to move.
Here we go. Hi, my name is David Weiss from Covina, and I'm reading a book called Clarence Darrow, Attorney for the Damned.
Very cool. Mr. Tom.
Okay. Jeff Tom, and I would recommend Richard Paul Evans, and very briefly, it's a series of books, and the plot line begins where his wife dies in a horseback riding accident, his company is stolen from him, and he decides to walk from Seattle to Key West, and that's where it begins.
Another walking book.
Hi, it's Leslie Tom from Sacramento, and I can't tell you any specific book at this time because there are so many. So I especially like Nicholas Sparks' books and Kathleen Coulter and just quite a few. So
thank you. Would you like to recommend a book?
Yeah, I will.
Here's the microphone.
Joan Groves from Berkeley. I recommend some short stories by John Grisham. It's called Ford County Stories. And it goes between being sort of a lot of pathos and a lot of humor, and he really knows Mississippi. It has some great lines in it.
Oh, sorry, Leslie. Oh, I thought I got you. Sorry about that.
Hi, my name is Lynn Coates from Northridge, and I think my favorite author of books is Beatrice Small. She wrote the Sky O'Malley series, and she writes a lot about the Roman Empire. Definitely not for young adults. Definitely for adults.
Hello, Betty Henderson Sparks, and I'm one of the things I'm reading are the books by George R. R. Martin, the Game of Thrones series, and I think I'm on book three right now.
Watching TV too, or just the books?
Hello, I'm Linda Amati, and I'm from Dale. I'm a member of Alameda County chapter at large, I'm afraid, but I'm also a James Patterson fan, and I just finished a series of books that concern a policeman, psychologist, FBI man, Alex Cross, and they're wonderful books.
Yeah. Are they making a movie of that, too?
Name is Pete Romero. It wasn't a book. The last thing I read was actually Sports Illustrated, but I've gotten so involved in that because it was giving me all the information about the recently concluded basketball tournament. So that's what I've been enjoying lately. Thank you.
Very cool.
Katrina McCurdy from Union City. I just got through reading a book called Beech Trees. I don't remember the author, but the reader was Jill Fox. And she's really good.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alex McGrath from the Silicon Valley chapter, and the book that I really enjoyed was called The Elegance of the Hedgehog, but I don't remember the author. She's French, so it's translated from French.
Muriel is her first name, but I forget the last name too. Beautiful book.
Hello, this is Rob Turner from the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and I'm going back to an epic book again. This is Shogun by James Clavell, and I've read the book now in two formats. I read the Braille version, and then now I just finished the talking book. So I guess what can you say?
All right.
I'm Lynette Kersey from Silicon Valley Council, and I'm in the middle of two books. The first one is Key Lime Pie Murder by Joanne Fluke, and the next one is a series by Robert Jordan, and if you guys like, they call it science fiction, but it's not, it's more fantasy, so it's a great series. I recommend them both.
I think a lot of us have more than one book going at a time. It's hard to choose sometimes.
No. We're closing in on the end.
Hi, everybody. This is Andrea Pitzenberger, president of the Orange County chapter. And the book I want to recommend to you, we have a book club at Braille Institute in Anaheim, and we just read this book this quarter. It's called Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, and it's by Jamie Ford. It's X, but make sure you have your Kleenex. Very briefly, it's a story of a relationship between a young Chinese boy and a Japanese-American girl during the Second World War, and it's fabulous, really good.
I'm Diane Harms from the Silicon Valley chapter, and right now I'm reading a book called Do You Dream in Color by Laurie Rubin, who's a blind singer, mezzo-soprano, and it's about her life, and it's a good book. It really is.
Did you? Susan Glass, Susan. From Silicon Valley chapter. Susan.
Just give the mic a kiss.
Oh, boy. Susan Glass from Silicon Valley chapter. The book I would recommend is called Enrique's Journey
by Sonia Nazario. And it's not exactly an uplifting book. Sonia Nazario is a journalist, and she chronicles the trips that Latino children, especially from Honduras, take on the tops of freight cars to get to North America to join their parents who have gone there to work. It is heartbreaking, but you need to read it because it does something to your compassion circle inside. It's astounding.
All right. I think we are done except for this head table. Judy? Wait, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. One more table. One more table. Yeah.
Here you go. I'm Gina McGoy, and the book I'd like to recommend is Thunder Dog by Mike Hinkson. And many of you know he survived 9/11. But the way he writes the book, it starts out on the day of 9/11, but throughout the book, it's interspersed with aspects of his life from childhood to adulthood that helped him face that experience.
That's good, yeah.
I'm Lynn Laird, and my favorite author is Clive Cussler and the Numa Files.
Diane Phelps from Solano, and I read bestsellers and biographies.
You have a lot to choose from.
Okay, I'm Josie Conklin from Capital Chapter. I read a lot of bestsellers, and when I retired from Society for the Blind 2008, I've been reading crazy since.
Okay, this is Maria Mitchell, and I think I'm going to go with Susan Howitch. She has a whole slew of stuff, Church of England, and the one I most recently read was Glamorous Powers. And what's really great about it, it's not the sort of thing I would ever have thought to read, Church of England, you got to be kidding. However, great psychological study and a very interesting view of how they viewed, actually psychic energy within the church. So, yeah, very interesting.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I talked to you, right? Did I talk to you yet? Yeah. Did you?
Now, what were you talking to me about?
No, I mean about books.
Did you?
Yes,
you did. Yes.
Sorry about that. I asked to open into the question. Okay, now we're done. I haven't even tasted mine, so there you go.
We should be wrapping this up, but I can't not but give our good friend Rob Turner a few minutes because we have to know what's going on with Bookshare. And I have to tell Rob, I guess it's just because NLS released it. I, too, just finished rereading Shogun and loved it. So, Linda, could you just run that mic one more time back to Rob? No, I'll do it. I will do this. I can do this. Carly, you stay. Speak, Rob. Okay. I'm coming. I'm coming.
See you later.
Connection. Well, thank you for this opportunity to talk about Bookshare. And I don't have my notes with me today. Well, I have them, but I don't want to use my braille display with my sticky fingers after the... But I always start off with the numbers. Bookshare now has over 250,000 student members and close to 6,000 just regular individual members that are paying. We have over 185,000 books now in the library, and they continue to add more and more publishers, especially publishers, various university presses, something called Springer, which is kind of an academic publisher in Europe for a lot of medical type stuff. So the International Monetary Fund. I know these aren't exactly books that are going to excite a lot of you, but that's the kind of stuff. So if you have a specialty, sometimes you're going to be able to find things that won't be available elsewhere. And I always like to think of Bookshare as being a great source for Braille material because of our refreshable, those of us that are able to have refreshable Braille displays. So we really do create a lot of Braille. So as far as what's going on with Bookshare, there's one of the things that they've done now is they've got something called Web Reader. Now, if you're a person with a learning disability, you'll probably use Google Chrome, and you'll use this as a voicing app because it'll speak the words while it highlights them using a synthetic voice. For those of us who are blind and use screen readers and probably aren't using Chrome, but most likely are using Internet Explorer, hopefully 9, and or Firefox, basically what you can do now is you can read the book without having to download it or unzip it or anything. It just makes it a little bit more convenient. The other thing that we've done is that we now have what's called a bookshelf feature. And so instead of having to just download the book, if you just want to add it to your bookshelf, you can do that, and then you just download it whenever you want. And you can have several bookshelves. You could have a science fiction bookshelf or a bookshelf for an author. So however you want to organize your bookshelves. It's kind of a nice feature, especially I think it was mostly done really for teachers, and that way they can assign books to their students and so forth. Another new thing that we're doing is we're going to have something, we're beginning what we're calling a federated search. And what that means is that you'll be able to choose from various libraries using our advanced search page. So, for example, there's been a lot of talk about the Open Archive or the Internet Archive. And so what will happen is if you want to search for a book or text items that they might have, you'll be able to basically choose Internet Archive from that. There's a drop-down list, and, of course, there'll eventually be several libraries, but I don't know how quickly that'll progress. But just as a quick example, I was doing a search on the Internet Archive for Braille, and I found a bunch of old issues from our rival organization, from the Braille monitors from the 50s and so forth. So there's all kinds of stuff now. The only thing... have to kind of warn you a little bit about the Internet Archive. They do have DAISY content, but much of the DAISY content is not really structured. It's very primitive. But you never know. You never know what gems you might find out there. Let's see. And I know I've talked about DAISY audio, and again, I just want to remind people that when you're choosing your book, you've got a drop-down list of the various formats for that book. At the very bottom of that list is where you set your preferences. And in that preferences dialog, one of the choices is what type of audio you want to download. And you can choose between MP3 and DAISY audio. And the DAISY audio is nice because it's a full text DAISY, meaning that you not only get the DAISY audio read by Kendra from Ivona, you also can switch to the text component of the book if you need to spell words or if you just want to read part of it with your player's built-in synthesized speech. There's just a lot of flexibility with the DAISY audio. So I like to encourage people to use that. We're doing a lot of work on our application program interface, what they call our API, and this enables vendors of various products to simplify the way that the subscriber interacts with Bookshare. One example would be the on the HIMSS product, the Braille sense and the voice sense. They have the Bookshare Extra, and that basically simplifies the process of downloading and obtaining books. And I think that pretty well covers everything I can think of. I covered some things this morning and kind of forgotten what. But if there are any questions, I'm happy to answer. I'm in room 1022, and I've got my computer. If anyone needs a demo or anything like that, just let me know. And all right. Is there time for any questions, Judy? Or we
I think we have to wrap
it up. Okay, thank you very much.
And I'm going to take the mic back. Ladies and gentlemen, this wraps up our co-hosted library users. I keep putting me first. Our BRLC CLUA luncheon. And Steve and I really appreciate your coming, and have a wonderful convention.